So we come to section 3, the 10 precepts and total transformation. The human individual, in his or her concrete reality, is not simple but composite, consisting of various elements which can be distinguished even if not actually divided. These elements are variously enumerated. Pauline Christianity has its body, soul, and spirit. Upanishadic Hinduism is 5 koshas, consisting respectively of food, breath, mind, intelligence, and bliss. Neoplatonism is soma, psyche, and pneuma, and so on. In Buddhism, the human individual is traditionally analyzed into 2, 3, or 5 principal elements, each one of which is, of course, susceptible of further analysis. The twofold analysis resolves man into nama, or name, by which is meant his subjective mental existence, and rupa, or form, by which is meant his objective material existence. The threefold analysis resolves him into body, kaya, speech, vak, vacha, and mind, citta. In the more elaborate fivefold analysis, the human individual is resolved into body, rupa, feeling, vedana, perception, saññā, volition, saṃskāra, and consciousness, vijñāna, collectively known as the 5 heaps, or skandhas. Each set of elements, whether of a twofold, threefold, or fivefold nature, forms the center of a vast and complex network of doctrinal, ethical, and symbolical correlations, associations, which, in the course of centuries of development, grew more and more elaborate. What, in the case of an ordinary, unenlightened human being, is simply name and form, in the case of a Buddha, is dharmakaya and rupakaya, i.e., the body, inverted commas, in which he realizes the ultimate truth of things, and the body in which he continues to function in the world of appearances. Similarly, there is a correlation between the threefold composition of man as consisting of body, speech, and mind, and the threefold composition of the Buddha as consisting, according to the Yogācāra systematization, subsequently adopted by all the Mahāyāna schools, not only of a Dharmakāya and a Rūpakāya, in this scheme termed the Nirmanakāya, or created body, but also of a Sambhogakāya, or body of glory, literally body of mutual enjoyment, in which he functions on the higher spiritual planes, and by means of which, in particular, he communicates with the Buddhas of other world systems and with advanced bodhisattvas. In the case of the fivefold analysis of man, the 5 heaps are correlated with various other sets of 5, by both microcosmic and macrocosmic. There are the 5 Buddha families, the 5 knowledges, jnanas, the 5 passions, kleshas, the 5 elements, the 5 colors, and so on. In addition, inasmuch as they are all analyses of the same object, inverted commas, i.e. the concrete reality of the human individual, the twofold, threefold, and fivefold analyses are naturally interrelated. Name, in the twofold analysis, corresponds to speech and mind in the threefold analysis, and vice versa, while mind in the threefold analysis corresponds to feeling, perception, volition, and consciousness in the fivefold analysis, and vice versa. In other words, each analysis is an analysis of the total human being, and it is, of course, of the transformation of the total human being that we speak when we speak of the 10 precepts and total transformation. Total transformation represents the complete transformation of the total individual in accordance with the highest imaginable ideal, the ideal of human enlightenment. But how is it that the 10 precepts in particular should be associated with this process of total transformation, rather than the 5 or the 8, for instance? The answer to the question is implicit in what has already been said. The precepts represent, in principle, the prolongation of the act of going for refuge into every aspect of one's existence. They represent, in other words, the total transformation of the individual who goes for refuge in accordance with the ideal with that going for refuge implies. the precepts which such an individual undertakes to observe as the natural extension of his going for refuge should therefore correspond to the principal elements of his existence. This means, in effect, that the division of the precepts should correspond to the division, inverted commas, of the individual human being as represented by one or another of the traditional Buddhist analyses. The only set of precepts which fulfills this requirement is that of the Ten Precepts, which inasmuch as it comprises three precepts governing the body, four governing the speech, and three governing the mind, correspond to the threefold analysis of man into body, speech, and mind. It is only the Ten Precepts, therefore, which bring up with sufficient clarity the fact that the precepts represent the total transformation of the individual as the consequence of his going for refuge. And it is the Ten Precepts, therefore, that members of the Western Buddhist order undertake to observe.